This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to our podcast about the VCE vocational major in collaboration with the Department of Education and Joy Media, a four-part series where we take a deep dive into the new vocational major offering for VCE students and how it can help students follow their passions. I'm your host, Mietta Highland-Johns. Last time we had a chat with Warren about their experiences with their child who is studying the VCE vocational major pathway, but today we're joined by Clayton to discuss more about the VCE VM from an educator's perspective. Welcome, Clayton. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
The VCE VM was only recently introduced in 2023. What's your experience been with the VCE VM so far from an educator's perspective?
Yeah, so I teach numeracy in a vocational major, and I find that it has been more rigorous in comparison to the old VCAL program. I find that the outcomes has been trying to meet and target different real-world situations. An example of that would be, just say, with numeracy in health or numeracy in the workplace. Overall, though, I find it has been very positive so far. I think there was a stigma when it comes to students and doing VCAL in the past, but because they see it as an easier option. However, now that is a more aligned
just
with the VCE.
Just a more practical option.
Yeah, just a more practical option now. And now that it's more aligned with the VCE curriculum, it is starting to remove that stigma.
You would have seen firsthand, what benefits do you think the VCE VM provides for students?
Yeah, so the VCE vocational major gives students the opportunity to learn in a way that feels more relevant to their lives and goals. So it's more hands-on, it's more project-based, and directly connects to their workplace expectations. Plus, they still graduate with a VCE certificate, which is actually quite important because it opens doors to TAFEs, apprenticeships, and even universities. And now they can actually go through with that path as well. Plus, they can still complete vet courses inside school, which is basically allows them to get certificates that might be handy for them to get a job. They can complete a school-based apprenticeship, which is an amazing opportunity.
Right, yeah.
And it takes some time off their apprenticeship once they leave school. And they're already in the workforce. They've already got those connections happening. And so it's an amazing experience for them to do. And the last thing also is they already do work placements. So at my school, we do work placement blocks, which goes for 2 weeks at a time, one in each term, for 6 weeks in each year. And so students are already making those connections with employers and are already networking and already building the resilience. And especially when, I guess, businesses are looking for employability skills, it's amazing that they're already growing that and they're already applying them before they even leave school. And then they can apply that for after they leave school, because a lot of the times they can get a job just by their work placements.
Would you mind if I asked you to get just a little more specific there for me? Are you able to tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so across a vocational major, there are usually 4 subjects that get offered. They are your personal development skills, your work-related skills, your numeracy, and your literacy. With that, I find that with the personal development skills, we can really create a project that caters to their needs. I'll give an example of that. With my school, we actually have a partnership with one of the local retirement villages, and where our students will actually spend a day, go down there, and we'll actually run activities for the elderly that are living there. And it's amazing to see the growth in students just listening to the elderly and just finding about their experiences and realizing that, hey, like, there's a lot more to life than what is inside of school.
Perspective.
And that kind of benefit is something that you don't see much inside that traditional academic setting. Whereas with VM, we can really hone in on that. And it's not just a retirement village. Like, we've got also a coffee cart at my school where our students do a barista course, and then we can actually have the coffee cart like run at school or run at events in a local community where students will actually run it, take orders, deal with customers and clients, deal with money. And it's really bringing all those 4 subjects together and blending it into one curriculum.
With world-ready skills.
And so it's that kind of education that just students thrive on. So it's amazing, yeah.
Having a teacher who knows you, understands how you learn, supports you the best they can to for you to do that is so important. Do you feel like the VCE vocational major supports that more of that pastoral care in learning?
Yeah, so I find it that as an educator, we tend to build a lot more stronger pastoral relationships in the VM vocational major program. I find that because we are working with students in doing a lot of these projects and a lot more hands-on activities, and we visit them at work sites and we work with them throughout, like for their vet courses, we can make sure that every student is trying to succeed and is succeeding. And I find that by building those stronger relationships with our students, it really allows them, I guess, to grow and to get a positive experience from their schooling.
What inspired you to want to be a VCE vocational major teacher?
Yeah, so I've got my personal philosophy is that I want every child to have an education. And I think that is a big thing when it comes to me. And I moved out into the country. I lived in Portland for 6 years and taught down there. I moved back to Melbourne, and I really wanted to continue having those country values and that community aspect in my school because I found it uplifted me and I wanted to uplift my students.
Oh, community is so important, and it really does take a village to raise and to educate a child.
It really is, and especially for our LGBTQIA plus students, like community is very important. And I think that by me teaching that and me bringing my experience from my maths and my IT into the VM, I find that I can actually just apply it and really make the coursework not just my own, but something that I feel is catering to students in those workforces that they are trying to strive for. And that's what led me to the program. I've seen teachers run the program really well at my previous schools, and I'm like, wow, that is actually amazing. Like, I really wish that I can do something like that. And I guess now I am 16 years into the business. Like, I'm finally at a place where I feel like I am making a bit of an impact, and I can bring my skills that I've honed myself and to try to establish that into my students and my values too.
In the past, too often having a diverse learning style has prevented students from participating in their final few years of school to the best of their abilities. How does the VCE VM support diverse learning styles and career aspirations?
Yeah, so one of the greatest strengths of the VM is its flexibility. I've seen a lot of students come into the program who have not thrived in those traditional academic settings, have not been getting good scores, and have found school meaningless. And so I find that the moment they come across to the VM, they just find a new, they just thrive now because it's been a lot more practical and meaningful. It aligns with their interests in their work placements that they want to go to. So we can tailor actual assessments towards students who are doing carpentry, for example, or who are doing beauty. And so we've got that flexibility to cater to those different needs and different learning styles as well.
Ensuring the best start for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Wants to participate in it. It's fabulous stuff.
And the fact that it's hands-on, which makes a whole new experience for them.
How would you rate the importance of applied learning in preparing students for future careers?
Yeah, I find that it's absolutely essential. I find that the VM, I guess, bridges the gap between the theoretical and the practical. And so it helps students know what they are learning and how it actually applies to the real world. I find that it also builds confidence in the students because as they're completing projects in teams or individually, they're, I guess, seeing tangible results from their work by seeing those completed projects, by seeing the response from the community, from the school, and from the local area. And you can't just buy that. Like, it's an amazing experience for them.
Thank you for joining us on this podcast about the VCE vocational major. I am with Clayton, who is discussing the VCE VM from an educator's perspective with me. Thank you again for being with me today, Clayton. I also wanted to ask you, what are some specific advantages for LGBTQIA+ students when pursuing the VCE VM?
Yeah, so in the VCE vocational major, it creates a more inclusive environment because it encourages that individuality and that collaboration. The focus on group projects, personal reflection, real-world learning can allow our LGBTIQA plus students to feel more seen and valued, and we can create projects that are more catered to the students' interests and make room for self-expression. I'll give an example at the moment is that my school is doing a garden within the school right down the front where it's near, I guess, like a local cafe. And with that garden, they're building mosaics that they can sounds decorate beautiful. It with. Yeah. Mm. And so it gives a student a chance to, I guess, self-express their individuality in those mosaics. And so I think it's just great on how schools can actually do things like that.
And celebrate creativity.
Well, exactly. And it's easy enough to also change a project to cater to those students' interests as well and find it a bit more meaningful for their learning.
Because they care about it.
Well, exactly, yeah.
As an educator for the VCEVM, what positive outcomes have you observed so far?
Yeah, so I've seen students, I guess, who are disengaged in that traditional setting, like I mentioned earlier, and they've come to life in the vocational major. I think I'm lucky where I'm at a school where it is very supported from the principal down. We've got a strong team that teach VM year after year, and so our passions really come through. So, like, I love computers and I love technology. And so I can cater around trying to use technology more and more in my curriculum. I know another lady that's in my team that used to be a caterer. And so she would be taking in charge of something like a UOK day and create a morning tea with the students. And so it really allows, I guess, not just the students, but the staff to create their own community and helps those students then thrive by that. I think I also just want to say as well that part of them working in the workplace and building those connections helps students build the resilience that's required when they enter the workforce. Because I remember back in my day, showing my age, but back in my day, we used to, like, after school, students used to basically be, okay, that's it. We either get into uni, get a job, and you're just left. Whereas now we're giving students a chance to get work experience inside school, and 12 weeks is a lot. Yeah. And so it really gives them that chance to learn how to ask questions, how to meet new people, how to interact with clients. And unfortunately, it's something that isn't just learned inside the school, but it's something that is really pushed in that workplace as well.
As we've mentioned, the VCEVM was only recently introduced just back in 2023, but are there any strategies you can recommend to other educators to effectively promote and support the VCEVM in their schools?
Yeah, so I think one of the big things is start by building strong partnerships. It's amazing how once you start asking around your local businesses, your TAFEs, community groups, sporting clubs, how much they are wanting to help those students and how much they will be willing to actually give support to the school in different programs that they can offer and run. So definitely reach out to get those authentic experiences. Also make sure that your school community understands that VM is not lesser than VCE. I think it is now really turning around where it is a lot more of a different and equally valuable pathway, and it is centered around a student knowing their pathway and really building towards it. Also, I guess celebrating student success. Like, I know schools do it really well, and it's just a matter of continually doing it for these students, because especially when they complete a project for the outer community and for the local community, it's amazing how much when it's published online on socials or when it's reported in newspapers, for example, it's amazing how students go, well, I actually done that, and really take ownership of their program and the learning. And I guess finally, just listen to your students.
Yes.
Like, you'd want to be able to build a curriculum where students are interested. Students can really work their way through their learning and making sure that what they're actually learning can be applied to not just the workplace, but for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. I've been lucky enough to see through my sister how the VCEVM has fostered more confidence in her, self-expression, personal growth. I suppose I want to ask you, how important is the role of the VCEVM in fostering that confidence and the self-expression and the personal growth in all your students?
Yeah, look, I think it's absolutely vital. I think because we look at the academic success, but we also build the holistic view of the student. And it's something that, especially as a community, we've got to keep on trying to uplift our young adults and try to make our students better people.
And keep them engaged.
And keep them engaged, exactly. And so we want to engage them in school and in learning and being lifelong learners, especially in their workplaces.
Well, there's not just one way to learn.
Exactly.
And this allows them to learn in the ways that are not just that one traditional way.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And so not every student can pick up a pen and just spend half an hour to an hour writing and answering some questions. Like, it's...
I know I can't. I've got dysgraphia.
Oh, and it's a hard thing to do. Like, even I struggle with it and I'm a teacher. But it allows us to give those students a chance to go, do you know what? I do want to finish school and I do want to walk away with a variety of certificates, with a variety of qualifications, and get into a workplace and have their voice and have their identity and be able to follow through with it.
Thank you so much for coming in, Clayton. And thank you for listening to this podcast. This is the final part of our four-part series discussing the VCE vocational major in collaboration with the Department of Education and Joy Media. We hope this has been an informative series for you, especially if you're considering this pathway for your VCE studies. If you want to learn more, you can head to www.vic.gov.au/VCE. You can also find all upcoming episodes once they're live at joy.org.au/VCE vocational major. If you enjoyed this podcast series and know somebody who you believe would benefit from hearing it, please do consider recommending and sharing it. Happy studies to all who listened, and until next time, goodbye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.